A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditations and prayers, I'd like us to consider the book of Exodus, chapter number 33, verses 15 and 14, in that order. The Bible says, "Then he, that is Moses, said to him, God, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here." Verse number 14. "And he, God, said, my presence will go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." This Monday morning, I'd like us to consider in our meditation the blessings of his presence. One of the necessities for dominion and for a fruitful life, a fruitful journey, a fruitful week, a fruitful month, and a fruitful year is the presence of the Almighty. The presence of God with a man guarantees success in his journey, guarantees dominion for this man, guarantees a fruitful season, a fruitful week for the man. The presence of God, it is perhaps the greatest secret or the greatest asset that a man can boast of in life and in destiny. When the Almighty journeys with you, Moses knew this secret, and he told God, "If your presence will not go with us, don't bother take us from this place." And what an assurance when God said to this great man, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." There are certain blessings of the presence of God, certain benefits of his presence, which Moses was aware of. He was aware of these blessings and benefits, and therefore he insisted that the presence of the Lord must go with him. Number one is the blessing of direction, or the benefit of direction. God's presence. When God led the children of Israel out of Egypt in Exodus chapter 13, verses 17 and 18, the Bible says God does not lead them through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. He rather led them through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, divine direction. In Psalm 84, verse 11, the Bible says, "The Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give you grace and glory." So the Lord is a sun and a shield, a sun to guide, a sun to illuminate their ways, a sun to lead them. The presence of God giving divine direction. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11, God's word says, "And the Lord will guide thee continually." May the Lord guide you continually. And so that is the number one benefit of his presence, divine direction. You can't walk into disaster when being directed. You can't make mistakes. You can't walk into error when the Almighty is the one showing you the way. When the Almighty is the one directing your steps, ordering your steps, you cannot walk into trouble. When God is a sun to you and his presence is a shield to you, that takes us to the benefit number two, God being your protection. The presence of the Lord with a man guarantees his protection. He says the Lord God is a sun and he is also a shield. He shields you from the arrows that flies, whether by day or by noonday. It protects you against the attacks and the onslaughts of the enemies. The presence of the Lord guarantees divine protection. God's presence cannot even be compared to a big brother, a man's older brother that accompanies you in the enemy terrain. The enemies cannot do you anything because your brother is with you or your dad is with you. We can't even compare the presence of God to that. But that is just by way of illustration. The presence of God can take you through any route, take you through the terrain, the enemy's terrain, without anybody doing anything to you. Don't forget, his presence will lead you through the valley of the shadow of death. You go through and you come out because the angels of death, the agents of death cannot do you any harm because of the presence of God that is with you. His presence gives you protection. And of course, number three, the presence of God guarantees your rest. He gives you rest. In that verse 14 of Exodus 33, God said, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." My presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Number four, the presence of God opens doors and breaks chains. He breaks chains and opens great doors. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verses 25 and 26. Paul and Silas were in the Philippian jail. The Bible says they prayed and they sang praises to God, and God came down. The presence of God came down to the prison, and their chains broke off their hands and their feet, and the doors were opened. God's presence will go with you this week, and it will cause doors to open for you and cause chains to melt and to break off your feet and your hands in the name of Jesus. God's presence. Number five, the fifth benefit of his presence is that his presence prospers. A man attempts and fails if he lacks the presence of the Almighty God. But a man that carries the presence of God succeeds and prospers in whatever he does. In Genesis chapter 39, verse number 2 and verse 21, the Bible says, "And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man." God's presence made Joseph prosperous in all that he does. In the house of Potiphar, he prospered because God's presence was with him. In the prison, he prospered because God was present with him. The presence of God makes a man to prosper in whatever he does. And I pray that this week and this second half of the year, God's presence will not be lacking in your life. You will not lack his presence. His presence will guide you. His presence will lead you. His presence will protect you. His presence will give you rest. His presence will open doors and break chains for you. His presence will prosper you in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice this morning and say, "Father, guide me continually. Let your presence guide me continually. This week, this month, the remaining days of this year, let your presence guide me continually. Show me the way that I should go in the name of Jesus." Lift your voice and pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that this week your presence will guide me. Your presence will be with me and guide me. Show me where to go. Show me what to do. I receive the guidance of your presence in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Your prayer number two, ask for the protection of his presence. Father, I receive the protection of your presence this week and every day of my life in the name of Jesus. I receive the protection of your presence this week and every day of my life in the name of Jesus. Lord, you will be my shield. You are my son and you are my shield. You will shield me from the heat of life and from the arrows of the enemies. You will be my shield. You will be my buckler. You will defend. You will protect me in the precious name of Jesus. You will make provisions available for me by the power of your spirit. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to ask for rest, that this week you will not be troubled in any way, that God's presence will give you rest. Shall we pray? Our Father, I pray that I will not be troubled in any way this week, that your presence will give me rest in the name of Jesus. Let me find rest in your presence. You promised Moses, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." Let your presence go with me, O God, and give me rest. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Your prayer number four, I'd like you to ask God and say, "Father, let every door that I knock this week open for me. Let chains break off my hands and my legs, and let doors open for me in the name of Jesus." Father, I pray, let chains of stagnation, chains of delay, chains of denial break off my hands and my feet in the name of Jesus, and let doors open for me. Open major doors for me this week and always by the power of your spirit. Thank you, eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. Your prayer number five, I'd like you to lift up your voice and say, "Father, let your presence prosper me in everything that I do. Let your presence prosper me even in adversity, in adverse situations and circumstances. Let your presence prosper me." Shall we pray? Our Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that, Lord, you will cause your presence to prosper me. Let me prosper in all that I do. In adversity, Joseph prospered. Let me prosper in whatever situation in the name of Jesus. Prosper the works of my hands. Prosper me this week. Let your presence be with me and prosper me. Let your presence put results in my hands in the name of Jesus. Let everything that I do this week prosper and produce results to the glory of your name. Thank you, eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that this week and beyond, the Lord will guide you. He will show you where to go. The Lord will show you what to do. The Lord will guide you continually, and He will satisfy your soul in drought in the name of Jesus. You will be divinely directed. You will not stumble. You will not be stranded this week in the name of Jesus. I pray the Almighty will be your shield, and the Lord will shield you from the arrows of the enemies. The Lord will shield you from the sun, from the heat of life. You'll be divinely shielded. You'll be divinely protected in the precious name of Jesus. I pray God's presence will go with you this week and always, and He will give you rest. You will have rest. Your rest and your peace will not be interrupted. Your joy will not be interrupted, and God's name will be glorified. I pray that the presence of the Lord will break chains off your hands and your feet in the name of Jesus. Chains of stagnation and delay will break. And I pray that the presence of the Lord will open great doors for you. This week, your doors will open in the name of Jesus. Every door you knock will open for you. The doors you have knocked before that did not open will open for you this week in the name of Jesus. And I pray that God's presence will prosper you and all that you do this week. Your efforts will produce result because of the presence of the Almighty with you in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. There are three ways by which my esteemed listener can support Daily Impact with Grace Man. Number one is by praying for this program and by praying for me, that it will fulfill God's purpose and counsel, and we reach to many that God desired this program to reach and bless them. You can also support by forwarding the message and sharing this link with your contacts. The third way you can support is financially. You can send your financial donations to the Zenith Bank account number 12161 00456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Man. The Lord bless you as you do. For your comment, for your counseling or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Man Adunuju, wishing you a very glorious week, and the Lord bless you.